I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. The Craftsman Truck and Cup Series returned to the concrete at Bristol Motor Speedway for the first time in 3 years over the weekend. The trucks kicked off the fun on Saturday night. Kyle Busch dominated this one, sweeping the stages and leading 105 laps, but it was Christian X who was nipping at Busch's heels all race long who took over at the end, leading a race-high 144 laps on the way to his first win of 24 and sixth in the Truck Series. Kyle Busch, Zane Smith, Matt Crafton, and Tyler Akram finished top five in the race. The Cup teams raced on Sunday, and NASCAR officials decided to spray resin on the bottom of the track to help with grip, but they should have brought a different tire. Teams struggled with the compound even though it worked in the fall race, but cool temps for this race wouldn't let the track hold rubber and caused early failures. They were only getting 40 laps out of a set early, so Goodyear mounted an extra set of tires for each team. Ty Gibbs swept the stages and led 137 laps, but struggled managing tires and finished ninth, a lap down, and he wasn't the only one. Only five cars finished on the lead lap, and that's a record for short track racing in NASCAR. William Byron brought out the first caution, hitting the wall and losing some debris on lap 24. The restart set up the big one with Tyler Reddick spun in traffic, collecting 11 other cars, one more for debris, and then Kyle Busch took the first spin of the day and brought the end of the stage. Two quick cautions in Stage 2, one for Stenhouse and the other for Kyle Busch again. The final caution flew with 133 to go. Denny Hamlin led 163 laps throughout the race, but most importantly, the final 16 laps to win his first of 24, second in a row at Bristol, and fourth here overall. It was the 52nd of his career. Here's Denny after the big win.
Yeah, it's just that's what I grew up doing here in the short tracks of the whole Mid-Atlantic. So South Boston, Martinsville, all those tracks, just this is what I grew up doing. So once it became a tire management race, I really liked our chances, but obviously the veteran in Martin, he knew how to do it as well, and so we just had a great car, great team. The pit crew just did a phenomenal job all day. Can't say enough about them. First time with Oil Change Express on the car. Appreciate all the Mavis folks as well. So Sport Clips, FedEx, Jordan Brand, Coca-Cola, the whole group, just man, it feels so good to win in Bristol.
Martin Truex, Brad Keselowski, Alex Bowman, and Kyle Larson finished top five. John Hunter Nemechek, Chris Buescher, Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, and Christopher Bell finished top 10. I think Toyota has the strongest car in the short track road course package. We shall find out who will have the advantage on the right and left turns this weekend as all three series head to the Circuit of Americas for the first road course of the year. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, March 18th, powered by Meekhoff Tire with 14 locations, including Gaylord and Cadillac. And by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Truck and Trailer Accessories, and more. And by J-Lube Services with four locations to serve you better in Traverse City.